go in here and Lady Bird's room, pick up the phone on her bed.
And we've just... wait a minute, Bob. Here it is, right here. Up there it is. Wait just a minute. Let me get him on, see. We had a little swim and just got up from the dinner table. We've been on a little roast beef. That's the last. Boss, I hope you're not going to be mad at me. I just have to, in good faith to you, I've got to...
Bob McIntyre's on here.
Yeah, well, I want him to hear this, too. I've got to tell you that I don't agree with the decision in that draft by Ball. I don't know whether it's gone. Bill Moyers told me about it. And, number one, Ball, he talked with Ball, Bill talked with Ball after talking with me. It's got to be changed because it is not a correct instruction of the San Juan Agreement. That's number one. Number two, I am just terribly and deeply concerned about the state situation and about the posture if this matter is referred to OAS in the way that message contemplates. And if you'll permit me, I'd like to take a couple of moments to
share
the road to your point. Number one, the San Juan Agreement provided that there would be an agreement between our expert and Guzman on what would be done about these contests. And it specifically said that internment and departure, deportation, would be techniques that would be open to them. But the specific techniques to be used were to be a matter of agreement. Now, the reason...
Now, that's not what I have. You told me, according to my record, that... he had agreed, Bosch had agreed with you, that the communists would be rounded up and sent to some, quote, some island or peninsula.
That's correct.
And, boy, go ahead.
That was the evening agreement. Then the next morning, you remember, Guzman and Bosch came in together. And, well, they backed off a lot of things. I got mad at them. But then when we got back on track, I was impressed by the arguments they made that internment and deportation would not be suitable in some cases. And I would not agree to their proposition that either of them would they started in mourning, they'd be mad, that neither of those techniques would be available. But they made a very impressive argument to the effect that there were better ways of doing this thing, at least in many cases, such as keeping the fellas right there, letting them circulate, keeping them under surveillance, so that not being an expert in this field, I drafted it so that the experts could do what was necessary.
Now, are you saying by that the agreement that they would be moved on and sent to out of the country was canceled, that was not a part of your final agreement?
That's correct. The final agreement provided for...
Well, I was not aware of that any time. When I went back and reviewed it, the part of the agreement that I thought that Mac should have had, that he didn't have, and that I did have, the basic thing with me, Abe, is this. I cannot... I might sell it to Munoz, but I can't sell it to Russell and to Dirksen and to Ford and to George Mahons and so forth for $1. Or I just can't. I can't stand the pressure. If we have a government that is soft or sympathetic or even kind in dealing with the communists, the only support I have now, I'm not ever going to get Schlesinger's support or. Are the liberal support. I got Munoz made a statement for me that I ought to gone in, but they all say I ought to go in. But And that's always going to be their attitude. So I can't get in the posture if that is not the agreement. If the agreement is he's going to let them stay around there and be in the back room and go underground when we have a Sunday church meeting, but to come out and run it all the rest of the week, I don't think it we. It's at all advisable for us to seriously consider it.
I know. You'll bear with me, sir. I think this is just terribly important. I'd like to take this up one by one.
Well, I will. Let me make this one more sentence, though. I think that it's not so much the mechanics, the numbers, or threes, or 20s, or 40s, or islands, or peninsulas. The thing is the real feeling and philosophy and attitude of whether that is going to be a outfit that lets them run around and create this situation 90 days from now or 6 months from now, or whether it's going to be an anti-communist government. And I think it's really got to be anti-communist and pro-liberal. That's what I want. Now I'm through. That's what's going to count in the final analysis.
Well, I agree with that. As you know, yeah. It's a very difficult thing. General emotional, psychological attitudes here. All I can tell you is that Bart surprised me by seeming to grasp this problem so clearly and to be so clearly for it. It was when we got down to the mechanics of implementation that we ran into trouble. And there is room for different opinions. Now that's point one, point two. The thing that I liked in the San Juan Agreement, the things that I liked were the following, and I hope we're all crystal clear about them. Number one, that we were to provide persons, technicians, agents, work openly and overtly if we chose with the new government. That's number one. Number two, methods to be used could include internment and deportation, but they were to be the subject of a brief. Number three, that our fellows, our experts, were to stay in there for such time as they thought to be, as was deemed to be reasonable, which I suggest we now convert into saying as we deem to be reasonable. Now, that to me was better assurance than any single action that we could take. Now, next one. I, as you know, I was immensely disturbed by the Bundy dilution of that because it failed to repeat that the technique would be by agreement, number one. Number two, it failed to state that we would continue in there even after the first batch was disposed. All right, my next point. Bundy has now come back. I think we've all had sort of a dawning realization. And I think that the delay here probably, as Bundy said, indicated this morning on the phone, resulted in bringing some of the communists to positions of greater power in there. And Bundy has now come out with what I think is the best idea yet, which is number one, that we reinstate the San Juan Agreement in detail. Number two, and this is modifying his proposal a little bit, but we discussed it this morning and he's willing to go for it. Number two is we get an agreement right now for the deportation of all of these communists who have been trained abroad. Remember, he suggested 20 at first in his cable this morning. We ought to make that however many they may be. But we'll find out, we'll make a list of those, and we've got the list of the 20 in the office. We'll make it however many they may be that have been trained abroad. We get them out of there. That would include one of these three main fellows, Govanis, and it includes a lot of other guys. something that will be large scale and be very visible, as well as not to know what it's probably in the heart for. Okay, the heart for, I guess, without knowing.
I think you're completely wrong on that one. I don't agree with you at all. I think anything else would be wrong. If me to set myself up as Emperor Johnson is going to set a government in being by appointment that I have no authority to do and no right to do and every reason why I shouldn't. When we went in there for one reason, that's to preserve life, to evacuate people, to save our own folks. And in so doing, we said, and comma, we are going to immediately notify the OAS and work closely with them. And that's what we have done. They're bringing in troops to replace them every time that, any time that they can function, we're going to move out. Be a member of the OAS, individual, but be not be a multilateral operation. Any time that they can have a meeting and take any action as an inter-American unit, we're going to be a part of it, but not individually. We're not going to substitute any of our judgments for theirs. As soon as they can get the foreign ministers together, any time, the next day, the next week, or the next month, or the next year, we're willing to become absorbed in their operation instead of doing a unilateral basis. We didn't say...